Okay, so we started out with the next answer in the Gemara, Achasam Biz, as to what the machlokes between Rebbe and Chachamim was that you need 3 or 23 by Motzi Shemer. So Abaye says that the first two answers Rabba. So he says, you know, even if you're choshish, I'd say everyone's choshish for Laz and everyone's choshish for Kvod and Shari Shonim. And then if you look at Rashi, it's like a long Rashi, but he explains the case and he says that it's that they brought Edim, so therefore if you brought Edim, then you're not concerned for Laz, because the whole thing about Laz, sorry for the new guys, but the whole thing about Laz, right, is that a rumor might go out and more Edim might come. But we said, I remember last semester, that if you have Edim, then it's not a rumor, it's not ha, no one's going to talk about it because it's a fact. But if you have a rumor, like, oh, she might, then, so here, more Edom aren't going to come. Bye. So what's the case, though, right? So let's read Abai. So Abai says, Kuli Am Chosh Laz and Kon Chay Shonim. But Hachamai Skin, Kon Da Asher Bastam. So they brought the case, they had three. And you said in front of the three judges that, I think that, right, she was Kuli Misa, right, she was Mizane. But the Hasra that she got was only Hasra Stam. So that's Talia on the Machlokes, Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. So Chacham say, right, the Tanakham. So he says that Sharkel Chavisa B'Tor in Misa Nalim Em Ve'Eda Ve'Eda Ve'Asra Vad Sheyodeh Shu Chay Misa the Asra, you just need Chay Misa. Basically, who says you need a specific one? Ad Sheyodeh Ve'Eda Misa Hunerak. So we started out, we said, who's more Mestaber? So we said that probably Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because you know from the Gemara on Memam Beis and Sanhedrin that it goes through the different types of Hasra, different aspects of Hasra. And it says there's Kibol, it's talking about the Bedikos, and you ask the Edim, the specifics of the case, but he says, Kibol of Hasra, you accept the Hasra. Hasra asked me, gave him Hasra, Kibol, did he accept it? That's just like, yes, I heard what you said, and that's more of just making him recognize and know what he's doing. And then there's more, it's Hityar Atzma L'Misa, right? Did he say, Amanas Kein Ani Osa, meaning I know I'm Chayav Misa, I know this, but I'm still going to do it. It's not just knowing he's doing something wrong, but in saying it fierce, and then you also need betoch deidibur of that. So there's a lot of different facets of hasra. So it sounds like that Rehuda doesn't need specific misa, he's more mistaber, because that's like the yathir smel misa. It sounds like he's saying I'm an askin and yosa, like I know exactly what type of misa I'm getting, and I'm still going to do it. That's just from the sugi. That's what it sounds like. So we said, what's the svara for the chum? Why would it be okay to just tell him stam? You know, you're going to be chay misa basin, and then that's enough for the guy to know. So we explain based on the berks of rab that maybe you could say that all the four chayv mitzvos basin are all one group. And yeah, the Rambam puts them four separate in the Sefer Mitzvos, the four separate mitzvos, but maybe the gabe, the nidon, right, the guy being chayv, for him, it's just the mitzvos based in general category, they're all four in the same category, and then why they're different ones, according to Rambam, right, according to most people, according to Rambam, why? Because the basin has them, they have their own mitzvah to give the right punishment out of the four. But for him himself, for him, the guy being killed, it's all one misa on him. And that's why they're saying that if you give him Hasra Stam, all of them are all the same category, that should cover it. Okay?
The question of Chum is
what's their svara? Meaning, how could you say that if he gives him Hasra Stam, why would that cover all of them? That's the way we've said it. That it's not a mafayrish kasha, obviously, but it just sounds like Rehuda makes more sense. Because, right? Fine. Okay. So basically we said what they're arguing about. They're arguing about whether they're all one group or they're completely separate. So when we said that, next thing we said is that Tosas time. And we said Tosas Makos is where you really see the Berks of Ram, how we're explaining the Chum, you see it in action. We could actually hold that sheet up. So what's this Tosos? So just getting to this, so the Gemara says, so what does that mean? Like we, you know, get up early, proceed, what does that mean? So Rashi says that Shein Lam Nesav Hamlata, right, that there's no other way to get out of it. Like Rashi, they shouldn't be with Tzapa, shouldn't like think that they're going to get another Misa. Like, this is what you're going to get, Misa Basin, you're going to get that. Tos is like, what's the fetish of that? It doesn't tell me anything. Another pshat is that we're not going to have Inoy Adin, which is like, you know, making the Din lagger, right? Just like, just like, so he's saying that you're going to get Misa right away in the morning, nothing to, don't, that's what you're doing. Just again, what's the fetish? So he says, no, that's pshat. That, like, demon the Osa Misa, that we give him the Misa you're supposed to give, but if you can't kill him, right, as he says, You kill him with everybody you want, but this is talking about Edom Zom. So what two kashas? Number one, so we know this from the Gemara Sanhedrin, Mem Hey Mem Beis, which said that Rotzeach and Ir Nidachas, Rotzeach, if you can't kill him, you kill him any way you want. Tanai, Nidachas Gol Adam. And Gol Adam, if he doesn't have a Gol, then you make one for him. So he says, so my pshat is a kasha, right? The pshat, the Reis pshat is a kasha. Why? Because the Gemara says, in Nigmar Din, Mem Hey Mem Beis, Rotzeach Gol Adam, Havish Shniksu Mbun Ke'echad, and Shniksu Mbun Ke'echad in Malamdin. You can't learn that out to other things, so it should only apply to those two categories. Why should it also apply to Edom Zomim? Kash number one. Kash number two, the Tosefta, and there's a whole half with the Girsa, but I'll explain the other Girsa, but just like what it should say, the Marsha says, basically the Tosefta, as you look in the back of the Gemara, the Tosefta says, Kol Chayv Mishe B'Torah, Imeni Yachal Amisa, Mishe K'suv Bo, Yachal Amisa Mechol Echad, whatever you're able to, right? So, same Kasha. Why everything? I thought only those two things. It should be Edom Malamdin. What's the different Girsa thing? Tangent? So, side point? So, he says, Avalzomim, Shein Yachal Amisan, you could do it. It's a fierce. But he couldn't put the puzzle, Gratar Mikrebecha. So, Marasha says, don't think that's a Drash Gemura. It's not a real source in Zomim. Really, that wouldn't be a Kash at all, because then you're telling me, oh, we have, even though Emil Abdad answered the Kash, because Eden Zomim is different, because it has its own puzzle. That's obviously not what Tos meant to say. Tos meant to say that whole thing. Right? And so he says, even though Puzzle says Gratar Mikrebecha, it's not a Drash Gemura. That's just the pasuk referencing Edom Zomim, but it's really a svara that you can kill him with any way you want, and that's the kash number two, right? So basically, generally the kash is those, it should only be those two things. You shouldn't be allowed to learn to other places. So what's the answer? So he says a big yisod, and Rabbi Yosef says, what is this? And he says that the fact that we say shiksim banke echo, that's only for those who take all them. It's only the Indian shalom nimod shar mumsim mehem la misam af bemina she ein amidad misis beistin amidad misis beistin pshita imisim chayv misis. Pasha, they could kill with all chayv misos. So what's that saying? That no, when we're saying Ritzeh Goldam, that's saying by Ritzeh, if you can't kill him with any of the Dalai Mises, you can shoot him in the head. You can do whatever you want, cut his throat, anything you want, doesn't matter. That's what the Pasha is telling you. But a Pasha to Svara, that if you can't kill with one of the Dalai Mises, you can kill with any of the other ones, because they're all in the same category. That's the Yisod. So what do we see? We see that they're all in the same category, and that's support for the Chumph, and that's Tosfos Makos. Okay, so the next thing that we did was that we said that the Tosfos Mem Hey Mem Beis, different question, different topic. That's totally against Rabbeinu Yosef. We see it as against. Why? So that Tosis on Mem Hey Mem Beis is asking a kasha from the Gemara and Ayin Tess on Beis and Sanhedrin. We said that the guy Chayv Misas and his Arvu Zeh Vazeh, you have to give him the Kala, right? Why? We said because you can't give him the Rechomer because that he maybe wasn't Chayv that. And the Gemara says Shemami no, most of the Rechomer have most of the Rechal. That Asura the Rechomer, right? So what's that saying? That the Gemara is an implied question. He didn't get Asura for the Dabar Kal. Maybe he was really Chayv the Chomer, and then you're giving him the wrong. Let's say he maybe was that. So, we see from here that if you have Asura for a Chomer, it also covers the Kal. Tosus asks, he says, why do you need that? What do you mean? Well, we have the Rotech Gol Adam, and then he brings up two other cases. There are some Shitas who say that you could actually, you could get Gzir Shavas from other places. Then it's not only those two things, there are other areas also where you're going to kill, you're allowed to kill in every way you want. It's just like Yerni Dachas, you have a Gzir Shava, and all Chayv Eskila. So he says, and then you have a Kasha. Why? Because that, according to that Gemara, you say Shema Mina most of Racham most of Rakal. He says Vehechi Daig Mina the Shani also the Misa Mechol Misa Sheyachol the Kiv and the Chayv Misa. He's saying why do you need that Gemara's Chiddush? It should be Pasha. Don't tell me what about the Hasra? No, implicit in that Hasra for what you actually thrive for is all of them, because if you can't come with that way, you're allowed to come with every way you want. You don't need to give a new Hasra. That's the whole point. If you can't come with this, you come with every way you want. That's included with that. The Gemara is saying Shema Mina a huge Chiddush that when you have a strong punishment, all Hasras for lower punishments have to be included. You don't need that Chiddush. It's Pasha. The Svar makes sense. You can kill him with any way you want. So his answer is no. It's for the things that aren't Dorish. I only told you the extra things are Ir Nidachas and Chayv Eskila. But the Gemara is talking about other things that also covers that. Okay, but what do we see? So we see that according to, the Gemara Sari asked this. So yeah, Rabbi says the Shagas Ariya, right? So he asked this. And he says, but according to Rabbi Yosef, Makas Bezim Manal, how is he going to answer the question? Because according to him, the whole thing's a kasha, because according to you, all chayvim, all arba misos, you could just kill whenever you want. And the Gemara, that Mishnah is talking about with like it's talking about kol chayvim misos, it's talking about misos beastin. That's what the nisari. That's what got mixed up. So according to him, at no point in the Gemara should you ever need this svara of hasra. So number one, that Gemara is a kasha. And number two, which is my point that I was trying to bring up before, was that we see that this is against Tosfos and Makos because then the answer wouldn't work like that, right? Meaning for him, if you hold that it's all one, then you would have that kasha on him. The fact that he gives an answer, he's satisfied, shows that he doesn't think they're all one. If they're all one, then again, it's pashut that he's killed all, they killed any way you want, and then you shouldn't need that chiddush of Shema Aminah, most of the Racham, most of the Rakah. So what's the answer? So the Rebbe said, if you look at the Gemara on Ayin Tes, or on Hey Amiz, I think where it's from, right? It's very pashut. What's going on here? Why? So when the Gemara says that's the first answer, how are we able to give him the kala? Gemara says Shema Aminah, most of the Racham, most of the Rakah. That's one answer. The Gemara gives another answer, and I'm reviewing it. Says no, this is what's going on here. It's Kiyon Shehishur Bastam, and right, and which Tana is it? It's the Chachamim, right? You don't need a specific Hasra. You just need Hasra Stam. So that's why, even though he didn't get Hasra for the right Misa, it doesn't matter, because all you got was the Hasra Stam. And obviously that covers everything, right? Because it was mixed, there were different Chai Misas, that's going to cover everything. So what's the shot here? We have two questions. Number one, what Tosfos and Makos, how's he going to answer Tosfos and Hedges' question? How are you going to deal with this Gemara of Shema Aminah? And number two, we asked, I didn't bring this up yet, number two, we asked that the we pass in the Chacham, right? They're the you know, Yehuda's a Das Yachid. So how could Tosfos and Sanhedrin go like Yehuda, who's a Das Yachid? So he said, you have to look at the Gemara. If the second stage of the Gemara is according to the Chacham, then that means the first stage of the Gemara is the answer that you would give for Yehuda. So what's going on here? Tosfos' Kasha is on, it's within that first stage of the Gemara. It's within Yehuda, the answer for Yehuda, Shema Aminah. So he's not, even though he's explaining that, it's not because he holds like Yehuda in that Machlokes, he's explaining that stage of the Gemara. So it's not Pasuk Nekudah Sefer, he's just explaining that sheet of the Gemara. And then what are you going to say about Tosfos and Makos? How are you going to answer this Kasha? It's not a Kasha at all, because he passed like the Chum Ladina. And according to the Chum, how they read the Gemara Pam base, the second answer that this is Asher Asdam. He never even gets off the Shema Aminah, almost never coming into the Kal, and then that's all good. That's the whole first year. Let me just check at the question. So this is a good, here, Rebbe phrased it in a good way. So he says, if you can't kill him in the way that Misak Subo, because you kill him in any way you want. So according to the Gemara and Sanhedrin, you kill him for Rotzeach, and Goladam. Just that. According to Tosos there, he says, and then also for, Edim Zom, also for Yedidachas, and for Skila, and then Tosos and Sanhedrin, Tosefta and Sanhedrin, everything, right? And then you explain that with Rabbeinu Yosef, that only everything because it's the Aramisos, but Rotzeach and Yedidachas, Rotzeach and Goladam are talking about every way you want. And then you also, fine. Okay, the rest of the question is filling yourself. Okay, fine. I'm moving on to the next thing. Good, any questions? All good? You're good. Okay, so the next, fine, so let's do this quickly. So the next thing you do. So then we had back on Chesed Bees, we have a Hogus Rashi Tosa. So when the Gemara says Shar Chavim Misos, it sounds like it's La Fuge something. Like what doesn't need Hasra, so to speak? So Rashi, they're talking about Mesis. Why? Because the Pasuk says Lo Sachma Velo Sachasa Olav. Therefore, you shouldn't try to save him. Therefore, Rashi says Venerably Hasra. But Tosa says no. He says, and also everyone says there's going to have Eda and Edim. But then Tosa says Veidim VeHasra. Nami Tarach Mesis. No, actually, Junior Hasra Mesis, but he's moded that it's not a real Hasra because you do Hachmana for the mission Samachzah and Rav, and we don't say Befer, it's a Hechnaniach, like that Musar kind of formulation. So, what's going on here? So, why would Tosus not need, why would Tosus say there is Hasra? Let's work on Tosus. Why would he say there is Hasra, but like, what's going on here? If it's not the real type of Hasra, then what are we doing here? So, there's two aspects of Hasra. Number one, so to speak, Lahachim and Chogi, amazing. I mean, you have to know what you're doing. You have to know you're doing a very, you know you're doing something, but more than that is Matir Tzmal Misa. Like we said, that's from Mem and Beis, Mem Alf and Alf. That's for you to know the Onish. And you need this because the pasuk says Yumas Hamesis Memal Tmanal. So you don't need that part, the extra step. Why? Because by Hamesis, we don't want to save him. Anything that's Dine Hatzala, you don't do. What do you mean? So we said that there's the first example, this is from Rabbi Yosef Engel. So there's an example from Lam Bezim and Aleph, where the Mishnah says that Dine Nefashos, we. Now we can bring back the case if it's if the guy wants to say a taina for schus. That's to save the guy, right? What does Rashi say on that Mishnah? He says to svara he debeinam v'atzila. He says we're fierce. To svara, why? Because we do atzila. And then the Gemara, explaining this further, says on lama gimel and viz, and it brings a pasuk though. It says, how do we know lama gimel and viz? Minayin liyotzi beis nechayv amar echadish lama hidus chus minayin shemuzimunah demachzirunah. So it says naki al tarug, it's clean. You shouldn't kill them when they're clean. And then the opposite, it says you don't bring him back chovah because it's tzadik al tarug. You know, if he was tzadik and this tzadik v'din, keep him. So what's it saying? That these aren't the reasons. These psukim aren't the reasons why you have these inyanim. The reason why you have these inyanim is because of the Bitzilu Aida, the thing that by Dini Nefashos we want to save the people. But these psukim are just telling me that these are things that should be included under Vitzilu. So too by Yatiras Malamisa. Why Yatiras Malamisa? That's making it really hard to kill someone, right? They have to save Befirish. I know everything, and I'm a Naskin and Yosa, and that's the only way you can kill them. And you have to kill them stuff, all these things, right? It's really hard to kill someone. But that's the point. That's the thing about Tzal. We don't want to kill people. So the Pasuk, the source of that, Yubas Amaze, that could be the source. We want to make it hard to kill someone because you need Hasra and this and that.
The guy's going to retract.
Right. We want to make it difficult. And if you didn't say that, too bad. We can't kill you. I'm sorry. Like, even though he did a bad thing, we need all these things. That's Midin Hatzalah. So even Rabbi said, even though the Pasuk says, Yumas Hamis, Amem Alef Amem Alef, that's like Mazir Lechov, Mazir Lechuz. That's just telling me what's included, but it's really all Midin Hatzalah. And Hamis doesn't have Hatzalah, and that's why you don't need that aspect. Okay, good. So now we said, so next thing, what's Hasra for Tosos? So if you look in the Mishnah, Sam Chayan Amad Alef, he says, Hey Chananiah. So if you look in the first case, it says, Amr Lishnayim, if the Mazis gives his Mazis pitch, he gives his board to two people, then Hey Nadab, take the Mazis and kill him. So, we had a kasha. We said, but it doesn't say hechananiach over there. And according to Rashi says on that first, but it doesn't say anything about hechananiach. Says, oh, it's a great ride to me. No, you don't need asra. Plus, it doesn't matter. We'll deal with it in a second. Then what the hechananiach doing according to Rashi? According to Tosus, you need real asra. So where is it in the first case? So the Rashash, which is in the back of the Gemara, like the
Rashi says.
Oh, you clearly see you don't need asra. Rashi says you don't need asra. That's why in the first one there's no hechananiach, no nothing. Hold on. So the answer is you don't. That's the answer. No, thank you. So Otzer Mefarshim in the back has a line from the Rashash, and the Rashash says you have to say for Tosos that it's implied in the first one. He also says Hechmania. That's the Asura. And we explained what type of Asura it is. It's only to get you know, but you don't need Asura. It's fine. Good Tosos cover. Now, what about for Rashi? Why are you saying Hechmania? And then why is it not? Because it's tough to say that. You have to say that for Rashash for Tosos. You probably have to say that. It's tough. But according to Rashi, you don't have to say that. Because he doesn't need Asra. So again, so why do you need the Hechaniach? And then why is it not in the first stage of the Gemara where the Mesa says his Prat? Right? What was the whole thing about Hachmana? He says his Prat to two people and they take him away. What if his Prat to one? You need to aid him. So the one guy says, wait, let me get my friend, because he really wants to be Mekhayev the guy. And the guy, Imhaya Aram, right? The Mesa is smart. He knows that if there's two aid him there, then he can be killed for it. He says, no, I only want to talk to you. So he says, okay, fine. So then he goes, tells his friends, two friends, Sam high the fence, and he says, okay, tell me again, so that the Hayden could hear it. Then they jump out and they take it to Bezdin. That's Hachmana. But right before that, he says, Hey Chaniach, how could you leave Hashem and serve Eitzim Ba'avonim? I try to Pochicha, Chuchiach. Good.
One question.
Madiach? No, because he doesn't think he's doing it. Oh, well, you're saying because Madiach is
more than one person.
Right.
I mean, maybe it's
Maybe you'd still be killed for Madiach. I mean, why does it make a difference?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So, So what we say? So we said according to the Arama, he gives two answers. He says number one, you could say that it's for tshuva, right? Why don't I give one chance for tshuva? And the kash is, why don't you say it in the first case? And the answer is because in the first case there's two aids in there. He knows. We said he knows he's gonna be scared. He thinks two aids in there. He knows that he could get misa for it. So what's he's gonna? Why is he gonna? You know, be achzer bro, right? Why is he gonna say no? I'm not. He's gonna retract. He's gonna do tshuva because he knows he's gonna get killed for it. So then it's not lishma. And you could tell me, oh, who cares? And touch the lowest but lishma. I'm saying, like, why don't we? It's fine. Like, take him back. No, the whole point is it's a mesis. Like, unless we know for sure that he's emes, like, we want to kill him. He's a mesis. We still give him. That's the thing. It's a big, like, it's like a nice yisod in that we still, in the second half, we still give him a chance. We still give him tshuva. But, like, if it's not lishma, like, give me a break. Like, we're not, if we think that the chashash, we don't know. Second shot with the Yadar Mah says he likes better is that to be chayav a mesis, it needs to be completely from his initiative. That the nisis does not want to do Avodah Zarah, he's not any Indian, and the mesis comes and really seduces him and convinces him to do Avodah Zarah. The second case, the nisis initiates it again, right? He says, okay, tell me again what you said. So really, it's not 100% from the mesis. The Yadar Mah says to make him a din mesis, we need to make sure that he's completely, he's really, it's on his own initiative, his own volition that he's really wants to make this guy do Avodah Zarah. Right, yeah, because we read the Mashi, he says, Hechnan Yach, and he says, no. This is our chova. This is yafalon. This is good. This is what we're supposed to do. He says before. He says again. He says no. He tells him, how are you leaving Hashem and serving trees? And he says no. This is what we're supposed to do. Once he says that, he initiates. He shows himself that it's nagdis to the nisis. That's good. Okay. Exactly. For Rashi, fine. So now, there's no point in giving tshuva because it might not be lishma because. Okay. In the second case, we give him a second chance, but in the first case, we don't because we're concerned that it's probably not going to be real. It's probably going to be fake. It's not going to be the shmach. He's going to do it because he doesn't want to be killed because he sees those two guys. In the second case, he's not going to be killed, meaning he doesn't know about Achmana, but in the second case, he thinks he's not going to be killed. There's only one guy here. Okay, fine. So this is the last point. So this is from Rav Shechter, Eretz Tzvi, Sim Lam and Ham, Os Gimel. So he said, why would a mesis not need Hasra? So he says, you have to look at other people who don't need Hasra. There are three other types of people who don't need Hasra. Number one is Ben Sora and Mora. You said this is from Ayin Alf and Mabiz, where Rashi says, Rebbe pointed us to a Rashi, right, with the Rashi about Hasra, and Rashi used the word, that why do you do Master Rifnei Shnayim? Master Rifnei Shnayim, Rashi says, to be in an Eidim Shavu Chichu. You need Eidim to give him, like, to give him Musa. The Chazanish is dying from that Rashi, that the Hasra here is not, like, to warn him, it's just to give him Musa, meaning to try to get him on the right path, the Ben Sarimor, but it's not me getting real Hasra. Rebbe didn't point us to this Rashi, but the Rashi on the Mishnah, where it says Master Rifnei Shnayim, says Beferish. Rashi says, Master Rifnei Shnayim, he says, Lav Mishem Hasra Gemura Kishar Averis. He says, the whole point over here is Ela Mochichin also, to be in Vyisru also. Pasuk says Vyisru also, you have to give him Musar. That's the whole point of the Hasra here. So we see over there, it's not real Hasra. Just to fine. Also, the fact that it's not even close to Tzufti Dibur, I mean, it's also, like, he's just doing out his eating and drinking. Fine. Zakin Mamre is Beferish, I'm not going to read, want to read the Gemara now for time's sake, but Pechas and Bez, Beferish Gemara says Zakin Mamre doesn't need it. Eidim Zomim, Ksub Islamic Gilman Maral, the Hasvara, which the Gemara says, that Eidim Zomim don't need Hasra. Why? Because they tried to kill someone without Hasra. So how could you make them need Hasra? Why did he kill some Hasra? Because they made up this whole thing. Those guys, those people, that guy didn't really kill anyone. So of course he killed someone without Hasra. I need Kasher Zomim. So he tried to kill someone without Hasra. So he should be able to be killed without Hasra. How could you make him need Hasra? So the where do we see these things come together besides the fact that in Hasra, Sanhedrin, Peites, Medalev says these four need Hachoroza. That means that you announce to everybody, from Diak in the each one in the puzzle says, Kola Ambi Shmovi Ro, that everyone here, what's Shad? So the Ramban explains, and what's the link that all of these need Hachoroza? It's for other people. It's because all of these, they're not killed on a regular Maisa Aveir, right? The Ben Sar Mor, he's just eating and drinking a lot. The Zakin Mamre, he just said a wrong halacha, but no one necessarily acted on it yet, right? The Edim Zomim, they didn't kill the guy necessarily. Right? We caught them in the
act, but they didn't do anything yet.
And the Mises, even if they don't do Avodah Zarah, he's still chayav. So all these things, the reason why we need to do Achraza is because the reason why we're killing them is to send a message to the people that they're not being killed midin onish because they did something fundamentally wrong. We want to send the message that if you event somewhere, if you have this gosh mystical lifestyle, really bad things can happen to you. Like, so we give a big message to the people. That's why these need achraza. And Rav Shechter says, like based on the Rav Soloveitchik, that if there's no might, you need has. So why hasra related to this? And this is the last point, because hasra is only on a maisa avera. And we said all these people are not killed for a maisa avera, right? They're killed for a potential, and we're killed for the message to other people. That's the link with achraza. But they're not killed for a maisa avera. And hasra is only for a maisa avera to make you know you're doing a maisa avera wrong. And then this pshat in the Rambam, maybe pshat in the Rambam in Edis Parashah Halacha Gimel. Why? Because he says, what's the reason why Edim Zomim doesn't need Hasra? The Edim Zomim Shkaga, there's no Shogig, L'Fishim B'Maisa. The Vigach Ein Tzarech Hasra. So he says that because there's no Shkaga because of the Maisa, then that's why there's no Hasra. So it sounds like he's because there's no Maisa Avera. And the Ravid said that's crazy because if you hold Megadev's cursing Hashem, then that also shouldn't need Hasra, and we know it does, according to the Ravid says, because there's no Maisa. You're speaking, it's not a Maisa. So he explains, no, it's not Pshad. Rabbi says the name of Maisa. There's no Maisa Avera. Not Maisa in physical thing. It's because you're not being killed on a Maisa Avera. But Edom Zomim, you're killed on your Ratzon to kill the other Edom. What's the biggest draw to that by Edom Zomim is that we need a Gemar Din of the Nidah. We need it to have been that you were successful in almost like getting the guy killed, about to be getting the guy killed. There's a Gemar Din on him. Right? And then, you know, then maybe we figured it out. Other Edom came in, we realized you're Zomim. But without that, you're not going to be killed within Edom Zomim. Why? Because it's not about lying. It's not about being a checker. It's about their rutzum. You need that to be kovei them. Their rutzum as one to kill the guy. Because they're not killed on a maisa avera doing something. All these things, like Imam Mitzvah Mura, they're killed on not a maisa avera, but the rutzum or something that they were trying to do. Therefore, Megadiv, how do you answer the kasha of Megadiv? Then Megadiv, of course you're going to need Asra, because there's no maisa in terms of physically speaking, but there's a maisa avera, he's cursing. That's killed on doing it's onus, doing it wrong. But these four things, you don't need Asra because there's no maisa avera. And that's the whole look with them, and then that's the whole board. So.